Hello, and welcome to Knitting Shop Live, the podcast recorded live and unscripted by your favorite knitting gals. We're your hosts,
Brianna,
Kathy,
and Natalie, and a huge thanks to our listeners for joining us. Today is March 18th, and we are doing episode 182, which will be all about birthdays. So now it's time to grab your knitting or crochet or drink or go on that walk and tune in because we're about to get started. All right, guys, what's on our needles?
So tonight, you guys, I am working on the prototype for one of our classes on the next calendar that is an exclusive Roots Knitting Academy design. And I am gonna shout it out on the podcast because I'm just gonna. I don't care. It is the grocery bag. We are making, so this is like a step up from your regular traditional market bag. It has a really thick base at the bottom with like a wide part of it. This is a smaller version than what the pattern's gonna be. But then I have these little like fold up edges on the smaller sides, like a regular like canvas grocery bag. So right now I'm just knitting on the body, making sure it all works pattern wise, and I'll be able to take pictures soon, hopefully.
I love it. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm again, as always, just sitting here with my eyes as wide as saucers going, that is so cool. And as you're explaining it, what great technique to learn too.
Yeah, there's really interesting techniques at the beginning of this project. I'm excited to teach it.
That is cool. And what a great thing to learn it in, a grocery bag.
Yeah, something you can just reuse over and over again.
Love it. So useful.
Yeah. Well, I'm knitting on, I'm still working on my Simply Stripes baby blanket. I'm on my fifth band of color and there's six. So I am making progress, but I don't know what.
Oh, amazing.
I think it's the time change that's really gotten me all my, I'm just not getting as much done as I usually do, but I'm enjoying this project and it will be done in time for the gift as intended. So that's
that
what I'm working on.
So good, Kathy. I love that pattern with the color block and the little bit of striping between.
I do too. I just don't get tired of it. It's really how she, it's the one, it's Elizabeth Smith as a designer and how she just introduces the color change with each changeover. I love it. It just blends right in. Thanks.
Love it.
She is the best. And there may be an Elizabeth Smith pattern on our next calendar of classes. I said it. I said what I said.
Wow. We're getting so much good information.
We are. It's all the good intel. I am working on, you guys, my coffee break shawl. We're actually wrapping this class up this week. And I am just about finished on the body here. And I'm a little bit in denial.
Wow.
It's hard to see. I'm a little bit in denial because I might run out of yarn. So more to come. But
the color is gorgeous, though. I can't wait to see you wearing that.
Thank you. And can I just say, Kathy, I know this. So this is my red scarf that I've talked about. I just wanted to knit a red scarf because you said something about just there's something about a red accessory. And I get like a lot of trend report, like emails, like I follow a lot of newsletters. The big trend for the spring is red accessories, red scarves, red shoes, red everything. It's what's hot in the streets.
All right.
Wow. Look at us. And it's just, I just like it. I just think it brightens everything else up. So there was, I liked an afternoon show called GMA3. And they had a woman on and she was talking about some style things this past week. And it was the red accessories. And if she didn't look stunning, she had on just a very basic gray business-like suit with red pumps. But it was so fun because that was her conversation talking about red. And she brought to the set for her interview two red accent pillows that she put down on the chair beside her. And it was really cute. But red, I
red
love
is
it.
In it. So fun. We picked right, though. I love when we're ahead of the curve with our knitting. It's so fun.
Definitely.
All right. So other fun things, guys, birthdays. Birthdays are so fun. I recently had my birthday last week. So this is a very fun topic today, and I'm really excited to chat about it. I have a couple of questions, so I'll start with the first one and we'll just round robin for all of them. So the first one is, what do you like about your birthday, Brianna?
I like that I get to do whatever I want on my birthday.
That's a good one.
Yep. It's my day. I mean, sometimes, the majority of the time, I have to work on the my birthday, but other than that, I can choose to do whatever.
I love it.
That's great. That's a great thing to hold on to do whatever you want on your birthday. You know, some employers, I'll just say this, and I wish they would bring this back, actually let you take your birthday as a holiday.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. Fun.
I thought that was really special. Like, what more could you want than give me the day off on my birthday? Doesn't matter what day of the week it is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, mine is actually, but I love yours, Brianna. Mine is, I actually really like getting older. I, you know, it doesn't bother me. I like it. And I'm sure that I got this from my mom. She really treasured every year that she added to her life. So I like getting older. That's what I like about my birthday.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one. Not many people think about that aspect of a birthday.
And, you know, birthdays, life is a journey and there's so many phases. And I, you know, would I love to be in my 20s or 30s or 40s again? I would, except I've done that already.
Yeah.
So, you know, every time we get a little bit older, we're in a new phase where it's unexplored territory. And it is kind of fun to go, so this is what it feels like to be in your 60s. So I just like getting older.
Love it.
I love
new
that
and
answer.
Exciting things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, mine's not as like heartfelt. I like that I get to pick what's for dinner on my birthday.
That's awesome.
That was like my mom's thing. You got to pick what was for dinner on your birthday. And even though I pick what's for dinner every night now, I like to pick what's for dinner on my birthday specifically. So that's mine.
Love it. Well, is there like something that you normally pick, Natalie, or is it different every time?
So, okay. My mom makes this awesome risotto. So that's a great contender from time to time. But I love meatloaf. I know it's like a weird birthday dinner request. Hi, Ed.
Hello, girls.
How's it going? We have a guest.
I needed it. We have a guest. Sorry, we didn't mean to interrupt this great conversation. We're talking about birthdays and what we like about our birthday.
I like getting a year older.
Now, see, you guys are perfect for each other.
We are. I'm sorry, didn't mean to interrupt there.
No, you're good. I was just talking about my love for meatloaf. You're good.
You know what I love about picking your birthday dinner, which my mom didn't do that, but I was always like, thought that was cool that many of my friends got to pick what they wanted for their birthday dinner. It kind of starts off sometimes when you're a kid, and that's a big deal to pick dinner, like, because moms usually pick dinner all the time and you don't always like it, but that's a big deal.
Yep.
Hey, well, everyone.
Bye, Ed.
Bye now. Thanks for stopping by.
I love it. All right, guys. Well, other fun things about birthdays. How about we talk about what don't you like about your birthday?
Okay, so this is my like catch 22 sort of, because what I love about my birthday is also what I don't like about my birthday. There's so much pressure and like deciding what to do that day. I do have like things that I go to every year. I tend to do the same thing on my birthday now that I'm married and have family really close by. It looks a little bit different than what I've done in years past. But yeah, sometimes it's just like, you know, you spend all this time like thinking and planning about that day, and then it comes and then it goes and you're like, what happened? Like, what did I even do on my birthday?
Yeah.
It is. That is, there's a lot. There's a little bit of pressure there on those birthdays. All right. So what I don't like about my birthday, it's really very literal. I do not like blowing out the candles, and I don't like other people blowing out the candles. I don't like blowing on that cake. I just, you know me, I have that problem with things like that. So I am just not, I don't like lit candles on a birthday cake.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good one. I don't like being sung at. I don't like being serenaded on my birthday, which is why if you've ever been in any type of singing Natalie happy birthday situation, I'm also singing Natalie happy birthday.
Yeah.
Because I get so nervous. I find it to be so awkward. And the only thing I think I can do in that moment is to sing happy birthday for myself. So that's where we end up.
Oh my God, I was laughing because that is such an awkward thing. You're standing there, you're just not really sure, like, who to look at and who to smile at, or do I just hum along, just sing along? There we go.
Yeah.
Just
all you can do.
Yeah, sing along.
So great.
Or sometimes I just do the cha cha cha's because, you know, it makes it a little bit easier for me. All right. Well, do you have any birthday traditions, you guys?
I do. And like I said, they've kind of changed. I used to spend my birthday, by myself, and I would go see a movie, but just by myself, usually like a matinee. My birthday always falls on like a Tuesday or a Wednesday, I feel like. So like, you know, in the afternoon after work, just see a movie, or if I was off that day, I would see a movie. But now my birthday tradition has turned into baking a cake for myself on my birthday, not leading up to my birthday, but like, you know, July 2nd every year. Doesn't matter what I'm doing, but we're gonna bake a cake that day. And that's always a lot of fun. I love spending time in the kitchen, and if people want to come and help me, that's fine, but no pressure. I invite people, but you know, if you want to come, you come. If you're busy, because it is a holiday weekend usually, then it's fine. I'll do it by myself or with 10 other people.
That's a great tradition. Yeah. All right. And mine does go back to when I was a kid. My birthday being October 17th is exactly 2 weeks before Halloween. Mm-hmm. And so in my family growing up and to this day, it's kind of our kickoff for Halloween decorating. So Ed and I, we always go to the pumpkin patch and get our pumpkins on my birthday. And yeah, so it's the kickoff to Halloween and going to the pumpkin patch.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, I'm a dork, so I love to journal. And on my birthday every year, I like to talk about the things that I want for the new year of my life. And this year, I have found a new love for Pinterest, which I've used before. I used it a lot for like recipes. And I use it now. Like, you can vision board on Pinterest. They have these like this setting now where you can actually drag pictures in and create like a whole board for your year. Like, so I was just going through and like picking out things that like I want for my year, like, you know, a puppy and like all of that. And like, you know, being at the beach and, you know, glasses of wine and just having fun. So I was like pulling in all the inspo pics into my, you know, year of being 28 bored. And I think this is my new way to journal. I love it. I think who needs words, right?
Yeah.
Pictures speak. What was that saying? Pictures speak 1,000 words or something like that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I do every year. And it's kind of evolved this year, but I am very obsessed with Pinterest recently. So it's what I did.
I love that you refer to your birthday as, it's like your personal new year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you want for your person? And that's a great time to do that vision board, your birthday. What do I want for this year of my life? That's really cool.
Yeah. Well, because I feel like every time I look back and I think about like, oh, remember when I did this? I always remember what age I was. Like, I always associate things with what age I was. So I've been trying to like manifest what I want into the year. So that's what I'm doing.
Can I ask a technical question on the Pinterest?
Yeah.
Keep your vision board so that you would have like the vision board for being 28 and the vision board for being 29 and you can.
Yeah. I mean, this is the first year that I've done this. I usually write it down. Like, I'll have like not goals, but just like what I want the year to be. I feel like in the new year, I write down a lot of goals. Like, they're very structured. And like for my birthday, it's like, okay, what do I want to experience in this year of life? Like, what is like the, you know, checklist for me as a human being? Like, I don't know. It's kind of almost more personal. But yeah, you can, like, I could go back and see them all. I have all of my journals because I used to like keep a full one every year and fill them up. And it's a real pain to have to move them at this point. So I'm ready to be digital.
Yeah, that's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah, it's fun. And it's nice too, because I actually read an article about this. One of the things that was like recommended if you feel overwhelmed is to do this, which is why I started doing it on Pinterest, because you just type in whatever you're trying to like find pictures of, and then the word aesthetic. Like I just will type in like beach aesthetic or like drinking wine aesthetic, and you get all of these really beautiful like pictures that you can kind of pin in. And they said it's like really calming because it's a good way to like actually like get your mind into what you want. So like when I'm like overwhelmed, I'll just go back into the vision board and I'll be like, okay, but look, this is what my life is like. This is what my life is going to be like. It's okay. So
great.
It's helpful. Yeah. Okay. All right, guys. Well, what's your best birthday memory? Any birthday memories?
I have to say, I think my birthday last year was probably one of the most fun birthdays I've had. I threw a birthday party for myself at my house. It was a lot of fun.
I love it. I can't believe I couldn't.
That was a great
there.
Part.
I know. We missed you, but it was a good time. I had, you know, a bunch of family and friends stop by, and it was just like really low key. I, you know, made all of the food and like had ordered some things, and I love doing stuff like that. That was a really fun way to, you know, pop off my 30th year on the planet.
Love it.
That was the culmination of lots of great new things too. You was just everything. That was great. All right. So mine is going to be my best birthday memory. It has to be the birthday that would have been the first one where I invited girlfriends too. So rather than the family birthday, it was your kid party. Mm-hmm. And back then it was all girlfriends from your class and stuff like that. So I'm going to say, looking at the picture, and I still have the picture, I can tell you exactly what I was wearing and where I was standing, where my best friend was standing in that picture. But it was so special. But I guess I was probably about 6 or 7, and my mom probably had about 10 kids. And it was just so much fun to have your friends come play the games. You know, it was back in the days of pin the tail on the donkey and drop the clothespin in the milk bottle. And it was all that musical chairs. So that's, I think, probably my best birthday memory would be the first birthday that I could invite friends to.
That's such a special mm-hmm. birthday, too. It's like a rite of passage to have a friend birthday.
Yeah, that's exactly the feeling. You're right, Brianna. It is. So.
I love it. And it literally does not fade. I feel like that's what mine is, a friend birthday too. And it's actually my birthday last year, right before we moved. We didn't know we were moving yet. It was like a couple weeks later that we found out we were officially moving. But Chris had a party for me at our old apartment, and everyone came who like through all walks of life of our like growing up was there. It was really, really nice. And it was a perfect time because we were about to get married and all of our friends were starting to kind of like get to know each other, because I have friends from different places and times in my life. And it was just really cool to kind of have everyone in one place. And then the next time we had that happen was at our wedding. So it was like, you know, something I thought of on that day too. It was cool. It was a lot of fun.
All of our friends listen to this podcast, because I think we have this, we go there a lot, how important our friends are and friendships are. They're just amazing. It's good.
Amazing. All right. And I have a few more questions, you guys. Do we still send cards by mail, or do you do virtual greeting cards, anything like that? What's your birthday gifting situation?
So I have to confess, my niece who just turned 1 had a birthday party, and I got her a gift, and I don't really give people cards, but they had a party, so like I put my gift in a bag, put it on the gift table, and like an hour later remembered that I never wrote my name on the bag. Like, how are they gonna know who it's from? And then I remembered that I knitted the gift, so like of course they'll know that it's from, you know, me and Uncle John. But I don't often do cards, unless it's like a really special thing, or like a blank, you know, like I'll get a blank card and write a note to somebody, but the regular greeting cards that come from like you know, the pharmacy, I don't know. I never include a card with a gift if I'm giving a gift to somebody. I just, you know, happy birthday, here you go.
Yeah.
So I have gotten back into mailing cards, birthday cards. I think it's something you do when you retire because you have some more time to do that. And it gives you something to do when you go to the post office, but you get to think about the person. But I do like going to the card aisle. Thank goodness for the dollar store, because some cards can get pretty pricey out there. But I do like standing there and just reading the cards and just picking them up, thinking about the people. So I tend to, when I buy cards, like have that list of upcoming birthdays so I can get several at one time and like think about the card and buy it for that person. So I do mail cards more and more. And then I guess I've become known as the person who puts the losing lottery ticket in the card too. No. So I'm trying, today I'm going to mail a birthday card to a friend, might be one of you girls, and you're going to scratch that lottery ticket. It's going to be $1 million. I just wish it all the time. So
we'll see, because I have an unscratched lottery ticket that needs to be scratched from the lovely birthday card you sent me that just got here.
I hope you're the winner.
Fingers crossed, we'll see. And then we can just do Knitting Shop full time, you guys. It's a dream. Yeah. Dream team it up.
I send they're the scratch offs for the Pennsylvania lottery, because that's where I live. But I send them, I sent one down to Florida, I send them to Ohio. And my whole thing is if you win, to cash it in, you're going to have to come see me. So it's like a win-win for everybody. Yeah.
I love it. I love Kathy and Ed cards with a lottery ticket inside. It's like the note, and then the lottery ticket is like the hoping and dreaming of the future. Mm-hmm. I love it.
I'm glad.
I think this could be a lucky card because it came with a knitted four-leaf clover. So it could be a lucky card.
It did. I did share marks for the March birthdays. It's great. Well, now that I'm learning to crochet and my knitting, but it's a retired person thing, I'm sure, but you can switch out and like make up some little things and just slip it in the card there. And so I hope it is the lucky one. I really do. And you know, the lottery ticket is never more than $1 that I buy. I only buy the dollar tickets. So anyway, that's my story.
Do it. I am also a huge fan of the dollar store card aisle. Love it. And I always like to make sure that I have a card. I always try my best to make sure I have one, because I am a little bit of like a crazy person when it comes to gift giving. I look forward to it so much. I always will have something for someone's birthday. I don't mail them though. I like to give it in person. So like, for example, my sibling's birthday was a few days after mine. We have a gift for them. We're bringing it down with us the next time we go. So they'll get it late, but I like to be able to give it to you, you know?
Yeah.
So, all right, guys, I keep forgetting I'm hosting, like I'm running the show over here. All right. And this is like, I feel like the hardest hitting question of the night. What is your go-to birthday cake combination?
You guys, I don't even like cake that much, but if I had to pick a cake, there is this cake. It's called, I think some people call it like an Italian cream cake. Some people call it like an Italian rum cream cake. I don't know. But it's a 5-layer cake. It's, you know, 3 layers are cake. And then 2 of the layers that you would put like the frosting between are actually a custard. One's a vanilla custard and one's a chocolate custard. And it is so freaking good. And I have not had one of those cakes probably for at least 10 or 15 years, because I haven't seen one. And I'm too afraid to make it. But I will say one of the favorite cakes that I made was one of the first ones I did for myself. It was a chocolate orange cake. So it was chocolate cake with chocolate orange frosting. And I candied orange slices and put it on top. It was the most delicious cake I've ever had.
We can attest to that because you shared that with us.
Yeah, it was so good. I loved it. I've made some really bad cakes, but that one was good.
That's phenomenal. I don't know if I was there the day the chocolate orange cake was there.
I'm pretty sure I was because I remember the candied oranges and I was just like, this is amazing. Like, how do you do this? And this tastes delicious. Yeah, I'm sure I had it.
It's amazing.
Well, I have to do it again. I'm a classic birthday cake girl. So I could go either yellow cake with chocolate icing or chocolate cake with like a buttercream icing. So when I was thinking about this, I went with chocolate cake and buttercream icing. And I think maybe with some sprinkles on it. With my friends across the street, the little ones, we get lots of sprinkles on things. And I'm starting to be like, I want sprinkles too. So chocolate cake, buttercream icing, and sprinkles, please.
This is really funny, but every couple months on my grocery list, we have to get sprinkles for ice cream sundaes. Like, we never don't have sprinkles in our house. So if you ever are, like, fiending for some sprinkles, come to my house. I'll have some.
I know where to go.
I love that. Mine is also, Kathy, chocolate cake, buttercream icing, some sprinkles. The best birthday cake I've ever had in that category is from the place in Swarthmore down the street. What was that little shop called that used to do the cake?
Occasional Yours. Yes. That's the cake.
I dream about that cake all the time. Yeah. They're so good.
And guess what? Public announcement. That has been a business. It's been a beautiful, successful business for over 30 years, I think. And they are retiring. And it's like in a week. So if we want birthday cake from there, we better get there fast. But yeah. That was great cake. And it was legit. You could pass it off as though you made it yourself.
Yeah. And it wasn't over the top done, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was just so good. Classic and good. Loved it. Loved it. That
was good cake.
All right, guys. How about some hard-hitting questions? How about we talk about what's for dinner?
I don't know what's for dinner. John ate without me, which is fine because I've had a long day. I've been out of the house, but I don't know. I'm going to go downstairs and figure it out. It might be frozen pizza. It might be cheese and crackers.
There you go. Cheese and crackers is a great dinner.
I love cheese and crackers and olives. I always love olives.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's that perfect, like, I'm eating dinner alone. You know, we couldn't meet up for dinner tonight. I'm eating dinner alone. Somehow it just tastes even better. It's just like, it's just me eating cheese and crackers with some olives. Yeah. Well, mine tonight was pizza. We do the homemade pizza.
Yeah.
Nothing fancy, but it was really good. But I did this last night and I did it again tonight. And we do very little tomato sauce because we really shouldn't do any. And then I put on top of it almost like blackened peppers and onions. And then I put the cheese on top of that. And it was really, I have to say, it was good. So we had our homemade pizza tonight.
That sounds awesome.
That sounds amazing.
What's on for
you? We did chicken breasts in the crock pot. And I used a little bit of onion soup mix that I put on top with some like baby potatoes. And I threw like some frozen green beans in like halfway through. And it was delicious. I will absolutely do it again. I saw it on TikTok. So 100% amazing dinner.
Nice.
And from the crock pot. You look, gotta love that.
Yeah. Can't go wrong.
Leftovers? Leftovers?
Oh, yeah. We'll have leftovers tomorrow. 10 out of 10.
That's even better. All right,
guys. And what's our favorite thing this week?
So I have gotten these really neat little like microphone things that hook up to your phone. So when you're recording video, it's one of those like you clip it onto your shirt and you might see like a newscaster or like somebody on TikTok wearing one on them. But I've been having issues with background noise in some of my videos that I do at my job. And these are like amazing. It came with two. I think they were like $20 on Amazon. They're really well made. They're rechargeable and it comes with this other piece. It's like a Bluetooth connection that you plug into your phone and the microphone just works on its own. It's so much fun to use. And I feel like a like a broadcaster when I'm wearing it, because I'm like a really official. It's so much fun.
You look it. So official. It's legit.
Yeah. And they work really well. So if anybody is, you know, recording videos, these are great to have.
That's great. Okay. And my favorite thing this week kind of ties into the whole birthday theme. I received as a gift last year, maybe the year before, and I love it. I have a perpetual calendar. So it's by the month, and then you have the days in there to fill in, and it's to record, you know, birthdays and anniversaries. And I just love it. So I just flip it over to the next month and I make my list of cards and I go to the store. And rather than having those special days in my personal calendar, which really gets messy anymore, I just have that separate perpetual calendar and I love it.
That's a really good idea.
It's wonderful. And I write in it with pencil. Well, we only write with pencil unless we have to sign a check, but I write with it in pencil. I don't know why. I'm not going to erase anybody's birth date out of there, but it just keeps it tidier. I just love my calendar, my perpetual calendar.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, my favorite thing this week, you guys, is my new puppy. I'm so excited. We got to pick him out this week. So we just picked out which one we're taking home in a couple of weeks. So we got to meet him. And now we just have a few weeks to wait before he's home with us, but we're so excited. So that's my favorite thing this week. That's and he's great. Already the background of my phone, Chris holding him.
Oh my gosh.
He's so cute.
So fun. Now, Natalie, will he be, when you bring him home, will he be 6 weeks or 8 weeks?
8 weeks.
8 weeks? Nice. Yeah.
He's going to be a little baby.
Oh my gosh. So it looks like the perfect match for you and for Chris. He just looks like the perfect fit.
I'm excited. He was tired when we met him, so I'm really interested to see what his like personality is like when he's well rested. But he was pretty chill, so we'll see.
Great.
Yeah.
You're wonderful. Now we all have a dog. Look at that. We all have a dog.
I love it. All right, you guys. Well, any announcements that we want to make for our listeners?
I think just with Roots, our summer calendar is coming out in how many more days do we have? 12? March 30th, our May through August calendar is going to be open for registration. We are working hard in the background to make sure that that happens. And I'm really excited about some of the classes that we're offering on the calendar. I'm looking forward to this summer a whole lot.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really fun. And I think we're trying a lot of new things, mm-hmm. which I'm very excited about. Lots of cool stuff. Something for everyone.
Grocery bag is very cool. That
love
is very
nice.
It's very exciting. Cool. All right. And then the only other thing new from KSL is we'll record again next week. Mm-hmm. And our topic next week is going to be, what are three things on your adventure list? Not your bucket list, but your adventure list. Like if you just needed to have a great day to go on an adventure, what would you want to do? Three things.
I love it.
Okay.
That's a good one.
All right.
All right, guys. Well, let's wrap things up. We wonder, are you listening? Please add a review to where you listen to KSL. Share us on Facebook and Instagram to let us know that you're listening and we are making a difference. We'd love to hear from you and invite you to join us as a guest on a future podcast. We promise there's no work involved at all. Please email Kathy or Brianna and Natalie if you'd like to join us on a show. Be sure to read the show notes for links to our emails. Hopefully by now you've finished your project, drink, or walk, because it's time for us to bind off. Thanks for listening.